Our college years are ones of discovery and reflection of ourselves, and for many, it's one of our greatest challenges as we transition into working adults. In these audio confessions, you will hear two stories that share heartwarming memories, moments of peril, and transformative experiences, stories that shape identities and redefine relationships. Welcome to College Confessions. Every choice we make sets something in motion, sometimes in ways we expect, and other times in ways we couldn't have begun to anticipate. A childhood mistake that follows you into adulthood, a frantic morning that spirals into chaos, or mundane decisions that blossom into strange and definitive experiences. In this episode of College Confessions, we explore the cause and effect of our actions, the small decisions, the messy consequences, and the lessons we carry forward.
Bad decisions really just started, like, how most of them do when I was like a little kid, you know, didn't really like have a grasp on what I was doing for real. Like, I was always just like doing whatever like seemed amusing at the time, but not really like grasping on to like how irresponsible they were. There was one time me and my brother decided to go for a bike ride to try and find the ice cream truck in our neighborhood. And the thing is, it was like, well, it wasn't like late at night, but it was definitely getting to the point where the street lights were about to come on. So yeah, we were like unsupervised, just riding our bikes, trying to find the ice cream truck. Eventually my dad tracked us down, and he was not very like pleased that we did what we did. So yeah, it was like a case of them just like being worried and also frustrated that we didn't like realize like what we were doing was like putting ourselves in danger. I need to like be more mindful of how like of like the positions that it'll put like my loved ones in, because like I mentioned earlier, like if like my parents didn't know where me and my brother were like going for real, so if like something bad happened, they wouldn't have known until it was too late. So yeah, it definitely taught me that I need to like be more mindful of like keeping track of like what the potential consequences of those bad decisions could be. I wouldn't say like I stopped making bad decisions like going into college, because there's definitely like some, there's some that I've made specifically in terms of like academics, but like outside of that, I can't really recall any that I've made in like my personal life. I'm pretty sure there's a couple, but there's definitely a few like financial ones, but I wouldn't say like overall I just stopped making bad decisions. I just like started to like use them more as like learning opportunities. I would just say like, you know, like bad decisions are not exactly something to like be embarrassed of, because like everyone has made them, and anyone who says they haven't is a liar. So yeah, just, I would just say just like learn from them as like the best that you can, and just, you know, make an attempt to like maneuver differently, like whenever you're faced with like a tough choice.
I have alarms. My alarms, I try to be responsible, you know, at night. I put on as many alarms as I can. And I snooze each and every single one of them, and that's my fault. I could not get up at all. My alarm went off, like, I put like 5 alarms on. I couldn't get up. I can't get up for 8 a.m. So that's pretty much what it is. So I needed my laptop for that class. Grab my laptop. My laptop has a horrible, horrible charge. So I need the charger wherever I go. Forgot the charger. And then as I'm going to class, I'm rushing. And I stop at like every stops, like every red light, every stop, like it was congested. It was just horrible. Cause I think it was like near like the first week of classes. So, you know, everybody's out. And I get to class finally. And once I get there, I also have iced coffee that I got cause I made time for that, of course. And, I sit down at my desk and I'm pulling my laptop out, realize I don't have the charger. And I pull the laptop out, knock it over. Thank goodness I wasn't in a computer lab setting, because that would have been horrible. Knock it over, knock it in my pants. It was horrible. Person next to me started laughing. I could do nothing but laugh, because this is crazy. I just should have stayed home. I go back home after everything happens. I watch a good YouTube video, maybe listen to some music, maybe play a game, and I go to work, and then I forget about it all. I'm more of like a type of like, oh, it happens, whatever, I'll go on with my day type of person. Everything is a hot mess with me. I'm definitely laughing about it because this is the story of my life.
Something I did because I was like, you know, like 12. I think I was like early middle school. The exact time frame is like lost on me. But you ever just, but sometimes when you're around that age, you just do something stupid, like unbelievably idiotic because you can. So I just picked up that little pencil eraser. I was like, I wonder how far I can shove this up my nostril. And so that's exactly what I did. When I shoved it in, I was expecting to be able to just, you know, use my fingers to pull it back out. But then at some point, I accidentally went a little too far, realized that, oh no, I couldn't grasp the eraser with my fingers. Oh no, I messed up. So I talked to my dad about it, and because of how long ago this is, a lot of the exact memories are a little fuzzy. I think he tried to pull it out. Maybe he realized he couldn't pull it out either with his fingers. So at some point, he decided, you know, drive me to the hospital. I don't know if they like outwardly like emotionally reacted at all when I got there. Well, first of all, I was just sitting there like having to breathe through my mouth because if I tried breathing in through my nose, apparently it would have pushed it further in. I don't know if that's how it actually works, but that's just what my dad and my stepmom told me to do. And so I did that, and it sucked. I was just sitting there, like, regretting life, having to breathe through my mouth. Breathing through your mouth sucks, because, you know, that's normally what you use to talk. And if you're breathing, it's through your mouth, it's kind of hard to talk. So yeah, it kind of sucked. Like once someone finally bothered to come in there and, like, you know, take care of this fucking stupid kid who shoved a pencil away so up the nose, all they did was, you know, tweet it. If we've ever, like, talked about it, like, afterwards, but I feel like if we did, it'd be something that we'd laugh about because, you know, I was, you know, very young and stupid and nothing really bad permanently happened to me. So I feel like if I did bring it up to him again, it'd just be like a funny thing that happened. I mean, I personally think of a funny thing that happened. I'm not really like traumatized over it or anything. If anything, the whole experience was more so just boring. Like I was just bored out of my mind because I did this stupid thing and I had to wait a stupidly long amount of time just to go home and ignore that it ever happened. Well, assuming I do have a child, which I may or may not, I might try and, like, you know, get some tweezers myself and, you know, pull it out, because that's literally all they had to do, and that seems like something I could do myself, and, you know, save my child the whole waiting 2 hours in a hospital just for some poor hospital worker to spend their work time pulling out a pencil eraser from some kid's nose instead of helping someone who actually, like, needs it more. So yeah, there probably could have been a different way we could have handled that. And that's assuming that my kid is as stupid as I was, which may or may not be the case. That depends. But either way, I feel like there might have been a better way to handle that. But who knows, maybe I also would have just driven them to the hospital in a spur of the moment. I can't really say until it actually happens. I highly doubt it'll happen. I highly doubt that there are many kids out there who shoved a pencil eraser up their nose and had to go to the hospital for it so they could pull it out with tweezers, but hey, you never know.
College Confessions is produced by Alex Lee, Arch Pingle, and Richard Powers. Today's episode was hosted by Gracie Higgins. Our first story, Learning from Past Mistakes, was produced by Jared Coles. Hot Mess, Cold Coffee was produced by Brianna Hewitt, and Growing Pains was produced by Jack Pridgen. Make sure to catch our future confessions. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Like and follow us on Instagram at GA Southern Film.